A terrific Tuesday to each of you, and welcome to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Hope each of you and your families had a great long holiday weekend. And while there's plenty still to be sorted out when it comes to the NBA offseason, the future of the NBA is about to be put in the spotlight over the next few weeks as the NBA Summer Leagues continue to tip off. The Grizzlies start tonight, and there are plenty of storylines to watch for. We'll have that and much more on this edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Here we go.
You are Locked On Grizzlies, your daily Memphis Grizzlies podcast, part of the Locked On Podcast Network, your team every day.
Again, a terrific Tuesday to each of you, wherever you are and wherever you're listening. Hope you're having a great start to hopefully what will be a short work week for each of you. Of course, we can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day. My name's Sean Coleman. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter. DeMichael Cole has been giving us plenty of great content here recently. He is on the road actually covering the 2022 NBA Summer League for the Grizzlies. He should be able to join me at some point later this week, but of course, with the Summer League starting, that gives us plenty of content to not only discuss the Grizzlies, but also the present and the future when it comes to plenty of intriguing storylines when it comes to the 2022 Grizzlies NBA Summer League. We'll discuss in this show what to look forward to, some of the storylines, and why the Summer League continues to be a very good view into what the future could look like for the Grizzlies when it comes to the actual team during NBA games. You can find me at StatsSAC on Twitter, the show at Locked On Grizz. You can find us right here on YouTube as well. Hit that subscribe button. We always want to make sure you're getting the best content when it comes to the Grizzlies with plenty of content year-round, your Grizzlies every day. So, of course, the 2022 Summer League starts. Before we get to that, obviously, we're only 5 days. Heck, we're only 10 days removed. Well, 11 days, 12 days, however you want to count it. We're less than 2 weeks removed from the 2022 NBA draft. We're now just 5 days removed from the start of NBA free agency. And there's still plenty, as of this moment, still plenty of intriguing storylines that are out there. And I will say, though the Grizzlies have not made any significant moves truly as of yet. Yes, there have been some subtractions. There have been a few additions that we're going to see in the Summer League. I will say that this probably isn't it. I would imagine that there at least is another relevant move or two the Grizzlies are going to make to their roster before next season. But while that is all getting sorted out, as I imagine the rest of the NBA is kind of waiting to see how the ball drops when it comes to Kyrie Irving, Kevin Durant, and others over the next week or so, it'll be interesting to see what happens on that end. But at the very least, for those of us who just enjoy basketball itself, we're going to get plenty of it with many of the NBA's best young talents on display in this year's Summer League, including for your Memphis Grizzlies. And that gets started off tonight. Just like in past years, the Grizzlies will be starting off with a three-game in three-night stretch in Utah, in which they'll be facing off against the Philadelphia 76ers tonight or on Tuesday, then the Oklahoma City Thunder on Thursday, and then they'll be facing off against the Utah Jazz Philadelphia on Tuesday, Oklahoma City on Wednesday, and the Utah Jazz on Thursday. And then the Grizzlies will go to Las Vegas, which of course will contain from July 8th through July 17th, all 30 NBA teams, Summer League teams. All of the Summer League teams in the NBA will get at least four games. And then the two teams who have the best record, best point differential, what have you, they will play in the championship game on the 17th. However, each Summer League team will also get that fifth game as well. So the Grizzlies are very likely, at this point, they're expected to play eight total Summer League games between now, which is July 5th, and July 17th between Salt Lake as well as Las Vegas. And let's go over the schedule one more time. Again, tonight, the Grizzlies will start off against the Philadelphia 76ers at 6 p.m. Central on Tuesday tonight, 6 p.m. Central against the 76ers. Tomorrow, They'll play against Oklahoma City Thunder at 6 p.m. Central. And then on Thursday, they'll play at 7 p.m. Central against the Jazz. And then the Grizzlies will turn around and then play on Saturday at 8:30 p.m. Central against the Los Angeles Clippers. Sunday, the Grizzlies will play against the Minnesota Timberwolves at 8 p.m. So the Grizzlies, if you enjoy basketball, you're going to get Memphis Grizzlies basketball 5 out of the next 6 days. That's what's exciting about this. The third game of the Grizzlies stint in Las Vegas will be Tuesday, July 12th against the Brooklyn Nets. And then the Grizzlies' last known game as of now, their seventh game of the Summer League, will be in Las Vegas at 2:30 on July 14th against the Boston Celtics. So there's going to be, again, over the next 9 days, you're going to get 7 games of the Grizzlies playing against other talents in the NBA. And while there may not necessarily be that many outstanding matchups in terms of who the Grizzlies are playing, you're not necessarily going to get, yes, you'll be able to see Chet Holmgren versus the Grizzlies tomorrow night when they play the Thunder. You'll also be able to see, you know, the Grizzlies play, against a couple of other intriguing matchups. The Grizzlies aren't going to be going against the most intriguing Summer League matchups when it comes to the opponents that they'll be playing. But of course, the big thing to watch for the Grizzlies is the opportunity to see some of their best young talents put on display. And we're going to get into the storylines here in the second and third segment, but let's get right to the number one storyline. And what that is who will be headlining the Grizzlies Summer League roster. And the biggest storyline of all begins with Zaire Williams. And the whole thing is that we just want to see the same thing that has occurred over the past two Summer Leagues that occurred for Brandon Clark in 2019 and included and happened for Desmond Bane in 2021. The Grizzlies would love for that to happen for Zaire Williams. In the 2019 Summer League, when the Grizzlies won the championship, Brandon Clark won the Summer League MVP because of how good he played. He showed a glimpse of his efficient scoring, and then he went on to be arguably the second-best rookie in the NBA during the 2019-2020 season. Then, going into last Summer League, Desmond Bane got some run. Though he was not a rookie, he got some run before his sophomore season as a ball handler, being a more featured part of the offense. And after the Grizzlies traded Grayson Allen, it was between Bane and Melton at the start of last year. Bane ran away with it, not only becoming a true candidate for NBA's most improved player, but arguably one of the top 10 shooters in the NBA as a result. So the Grizzlies have seen Summer League success translate to better than expected growth, breakout seasons, if you will, for both Brandon Clark as a rookie and Desmond Bane in his sophomore season. They've seen that happen from the past two times the Summer Leagues have occurred. And the Grizzlies are hoping that once again happens for Zaire Williams. Obviously, the two big things that we're hoping to see, can Zaire Williams show the ability to create his own shot off the dribble and be able to find ways to score other than the corner three? Yes, he did. He was a very good finisher in the open court. But can he do a better job finishing off the dribble in the half court? Can he create his own shot in the half court? And the other big storyline to watch, besides overall his defense as well, can Zaire Williams potentially become another option that in short stretches, at the very least, he can show the capability of leading this Grizzlies offense? I would imagine, yes, the Grizzlies are going to have a bit more point guard presence on this roster than they have on past rosters, with Kennedy Chandler and others being in the fold as well. But I would imagine that Zaire Williams is going to get plenty of run as a featured ball handler, featured lead playmaker, featured creator on offense, so that the Grizzlies can help him continue to grow other parts of his game. We know that his shooting improved. We know his defense improved. Can Zaire Williams show that he can add value outside of his shooting and defense to become a more complete player with plenty of minutes available with both D'Anthony Melton and Kyle Anderson now on other teams? That's going to be the big storyline. Again, we've seen it in two straight Summer Leagues. Brandon Clark went from Summer League MVP to an outstanding rookie season. Desmond Bane went from an outstanding Summer League campaign last summer to being one of the best shooters in the NBA. Can Zaire Williams have a good summer league performance and that lead to him in his sophomore season. Someone that he was truly one of the best talents from a stacked 2021 draft class. That's what the Grizzlies are banking on, and they're going to give Ziaire Williams every opportunity to make the most of his chances. But it's not just Ziaire Williams who's going to stand out. There are plenty of other intriguing names and storylines to watch for the Grizzlies in this summer league. We'll discuss those in just a moment. But before we do, listen, we keep talking about the fact that if you're someone who loves NBA games, there's no better game to talk about than the game that really started it all when it came to NBA gaming, and that is NBA Jam. Boom shakalaka. We have big news. The one, the only, NBA Jam is back. Arcade 1UP, the leader in at-home retro arcade games, is not only bringing the best game ever back, but they made it bigger than ever with the, wait for it, Shaq Edition machine. People are obsessed with NBA Jam, and I'm thrilled to tell our listeners that you can once again play hoops with NBA legends in this arcade classic. Jump clear across the court and set the ball on fire. One of the first sports games ever to feature real and digitized NBA licensed teams. No fouls, no free throws, and no quarters required. Compete with friends and family through all new Wi-Fi leaderboards, making you more connected than ever. Pre-order now from arcade1up.com. That's arcade, the number one, up.com for an estimated early September ship date. Arcade 1UP is the place for fun. They've got more classics like Golden Tee, Mortal Kombat, and many others starting at just $399. Check this out. They are even giving away an NBA Jam Shaq edition to a Locked On listener. Enter for a chance to win a game console for your man cave at arcade1up.com/lockedon. That's arcade, the number one, up.com/lockedon. You've got till July 8th to enter to win NBA Jam Shaq Edition console. Don't miss out. Enter today. Who are you going to game with? Can't thank you enough for making Locked On Grizzlies your first listen of the day, but make sure you continue to check out the Locked On NBA podcast with all the latest news around the NBAs. At any point in time, something big can happen. That's just the nature of the NBA, which makes it so exciting. It makes very hardly any part of the calendar year not likely to have NBA news, but there's plenty of potential to still have that through the month of July with the Summer League and also plenty of big potential moves out there for NBA teams to make. Make sure you check out the Locked On NBA podcast as your second listen of the day. So without a doubt, if you look at the Grizzlies roster right now, one of the things that stands out is that the Grizzlies are continuing to invest in youth. And they're especially looking to invest in length, skill, size, and overall versatility when it comes to the perimeter. When you look at the Grizzlies over the past 2 years, that is absolutely has what stood out. They've added Ziaire Williams. They've added Santi Aldama. They added Pons on a two-way, though he's likely no longer in the Grizzlies' plans. And then this year, they added Jake LaRavia, David Roddy, Vince Williams, Kenneth Lofton. This Grizzlies team knows that they have their front court pillar. They've got their front court cornerstone moving forward in Jaren Jackson Jr. The also hope is that they're likely going to potentially look into extending Brandon Clark. But beyond that, the Grizzlies want their front court to be full of versatile guys that can add value on both ends of the court, but can be comfortable on the perimeter just as much as they are in the post. And that is what stands out on this Summer League roster. This Summer League roster is going to have plenty of length. It's going to have plenty of versatility, and it's going to have plenty of talented big bodies, bodies that can play the three, the four, and even the five. And the Grizzlies are going to see just how well different lineups may be able to mesh together with all this different length. I mean, yes, you're going to feature Ziaire Williams. You're going to feature Santi Aldama. You have to figure those two players are going to be featured members. They're going to get plenty of opportunity to lead this Grizzlies team. But you also have draft picks from this year, David Roddy, as well as Jake LaRavia. But there's also intriguing names from previous years. You've got Xavier Tillman, for instance, who's going to be playing Summer League, getting a chance once again to really show that he could be someone who could be a hub. Last year, when the Grizzlies were playing well in the Summer League, it was not just Desmond Bane and John Conchar who were playing well. It was Xavier Tillman showing his ability to be an offensive hub. We saw what Steven Adams did for this team on the court during the regular season with the Grizzlies' best lineups. Xavier Tillman could be that type of passing big that could really make a difference for the Grizzlies in the half court. He'll likely get plenty of chances in the Grizzlies' summer league. And you also have other experienced names like Shaq Buchanan, Romeo Weems, who have played for the Grizzlies Summer League before. But another interesting name that really stands out is EJ Onu, a small school prospect from last year's draft who didn't really get as much of a chance that many had hoped for. You know, in previous stops, I believe that he started off last season with Dallas, but he's another very intriguing skill size combo that can play the four, that can play the five, incredible length, good athleticism, incredible functional length as well. He's a very intriguing name. So you've got plenty of talent that you've either heard of before that could be intriguing or that we as Grizzlies fans have seen before. But with what we know, there's also the excitement of what we don't know. Along with that length, that size, that skill combination, the Grizzlies have plenty of options to look at that from some of the players that are going to be playing on their summer league roster. You're going to have David Roddy as well as Jake LaRavia. If Zaire Williams and Kennedy Chandler perhaps are going to be the guys who are going to be leading the offense for the Grizzlies, what can these players do off the ball, such as Aldama, such as LaRavia, such as Roddy? Can we see what the Grizzlies invested in them for? Can we start to see glimpses of the intelligence of both of these players to be able to move off the ball, get open for shots from distance and make them? Can we see potentially how deep their bags go to where they potentially might be able to create their own shot? Or, for instance, with Roddy, can we see his different skills from a three-level scoring opportunity? With LaRavia, can we see his ability outside of scoring to see what he can add as far as value goes, as far as passing, rebounding, defending? These things that we know the Grizzlies value, shot selection, defensive playmaking, value outside of scoring, can we start to see glimpses of that in the games of LaRavia as well as Roddy? And then for Kennedy Chandler, can we see the transition to the pro game? Can we see against some very good talent, Kennedy Chandler be able to find advantages with his quickness, but also show he is more than capable of leading a methodical set half-court offense, which is going to have to be the versatility in his game? We know Kennedy Chandler likely can cause chaos on defense. We know that he himself can create advantages with his quickness, and we know that he can find opportunities in the open court on fast breaks. Can he lead a structured half-court offense? That's going to be something to watch as well. But one of the bigger things as well, getting back to Santi Aldama, that I hope that the Grizzlies, that I think the Grizzlies are at least leaving an open chance to happen, is with Kyle Anderson now gone, is with Jaren Jackson Jr. being out potentially, you know, through, you know, the start of, or until 2023, perhaps. Now, there's a chance Jaren Jackson Jr. may not be back until the calendar turns to 2023. Kyle Anderson gone. Jaren Jackson Jr. gone. Minutes from D'Anthony Melton gone. You certainly have to think Zaire Williams is going to step into a much bigger role with those three players not being available. You have to think that LaRavia and Roddy will get some chances. But Santi Aldama can really start momentum for himself if he can show improved shooting. We know that he guy has good rebounding. We know that he has better than expected ability off the dribble, and we know that he occasionally can make a defensive play. But if Santi Aldama's shooting can be on display, that can really help him progress forward. And in general, that is, I mentioned a lot of individual players and what to look at on an individual level when it comes to these players that I mentioned. But beyond the playmaking and the value outside of scoring, the other real intriguing thing that stands out to me is, can we see how good the Grizzlies shooting will be? If you look back to last year's summer league, one of the things that stood out was the Grizzlies showed a lot of good ball movement between John Conchar, between Xavier Tillman, between Desmond Bane to find good shot opportunities. There were many times when those three were on the court, the Grizzlies absolutely dominated opponents. But this time around, can the Grizzlies show good ball movement to set up good shooting? Zach Kleiman said himself, one of the reasons why he went with LaRavia and Roddy in this draft was the shooting value. was not only the ability to get shots off, but the ability to know when to take the right shot. Can the Grizzlies' young roster in this summer league really show that they can add shooting value, that they can take the right shots, that they can be consistent from distance? You saw Zaire Williams be able to do it. You saw the improvement in his rookie year. Can Santi Aldama take that step with his shot? Can Laravia and Roddy deliver on what the Grizzlies feel their potential is as shooters? Can Kennedy Chandler have a better than expected start when it comes to his shooting? Can Xavier Tillman show that he could be an option from the corners with the three? All those things are potentially on the table. And if the Grizzlies as a whole in their summer league can show good shooting production, that has to be a big boost to this Memphis roster that hopefully will continue to see from its depth increased shooting potential, which is going to match up with obviously the long-term goal of Taylor Jenkins. So many individual storylines really stand out for this Grizzlies team during the summer league. But it's not only that, there's also plenty of intrigue when it comes to general storylines. The ability for this Grizzlies team to be able to make opportunities exist when it comes to finding the right shot and converting the right shot, but also the true ability for this Grizzlies team to be able to consistently show that they can produce the shot that they need. If this young Grizzlies summer league roster can do that, that has to be highly encouraging for a Grizzlies team that seems to be once again going into next season betting on its youth. But beyond that, beyond all this, what will be intriguing to see from the summer league, why do the Grizzlies consistently find value in summer league performances? And why is it going to be important, especially for this year's summer league, when it comes to some names that may not necessarily be the most intriguing, but really could emerge as potentially being some of the better performers? We'll discuss that in just a moment. But before we do, I want to talk with you a bit more about Built Bar. Now, you know that we've talked about Built Bar now for multiple years. And the reason why, it is such a valuable sponsor for this show because of how valuable it can be for your day. You've got a great tasting candy or great tasting protein bar, candy bar, whatever you want to call it. You've got a great tasting snack that not only is tasty, healthy, gives you an energy boost, but you can have it whenever you want it. Have it in the morning as breakfast. Have it in the afternoon as a snack before or after a workout. And you can choose from over 18 different flavors at BuiltBar.com. And the great thing is that if you choose the right flavor, it's going to make your day better. But there's no wrong flavor to choose. And if you go to Built.com right now, you put in the promo code LOCKED15, you'll get 15% off your next order. Make sure you check out Built Bar today. Of course, as we continue to go through this week's edition of the Locked On Grizzlies podcast, we'll continue to break down the 2022 Grizzlies draft class. Just exactly who is Vince Williams? Who is intriguing two-way contract signee Kenneth Lofton Jr.? We'll break both of their games down as those are the new two-ways for the Grizzlies. And while it may not necessarily seem that two-ways should be that intriguing, when it comes to the Grizzlies, they get plenty of value from their two-way players. So we'll discuss both those players later on this week when it comes to the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. And that's what I want to really spotlight when it comes to the Grizzlies Summer League. As I mentioned earlier in the show, the Grizzlies do an outstanding job of using the Summer League as a platform for their young players to really get confidence going into the season. Again, go back to Brandon Clark's 2019 Summer League and see how his performance there translated to his rookie year. Go back to Desmond Bane's 2021 Summer League. See how it translated to his sophomore season. Go back and look at John Conchar's 2021 Summer League. See how it translated to him continuing to be a productive player last year. The Grizzlies use the Summer League as a platform. They use the Summer League as an opportunity to put increased responsibilities on some of their young developing talent to see what they can do in those roles. And that pays off huge dividends. That is the type of development strategy that allows for players to, when their name is called, to take on bigger roles They're not shy of the spotlight. They're not feeling as if they take on too much. They're not overwhelmed. They are fully competent and prepared to step into those roles and perform. And that's what stood out about the Grizzlies. That's what stood out about them over the past 2 years. It's the depth. It's hard to argue that any team over the past two seasons has benefited from depth more than the Grizzlies, especially when you consider the fact how many games Ja Morant and Jaren Jackson Jr. have unfortunately missed over that time frame. And a big reason why the Grizzlies have had so much success with depth stepping up is because of the responsibility that they put on their young players, but also how well the Grizzlies prepare their young players for those opportunities. But the other thing that stands out to me about the Summer League roster and the potential that's there on this roster is not only with the draft picks that are there with Zaire Williams and Santi Aldama, David Roddy, Jake LaRavia, but also when it comes to the back of the roster, I really think that there is a desire for the Grizzlies to have a perpetual systematic approach to the back end of their roster. Think about it. In 2019, the Grizzlies signed John Conchar as a two-way player, as an undrafted free agent. 2020, the Grizzlies got Xavier Tillman on a four-year contract, signed Killian Tilly as a two-way player, undrafted. Conchar eventually got a four-year contract from that. Tillman got signed to a four-year contract. Killian Tilly is on the roster as a signed player. We'll see if he survives the summer as a roster member. But the point that I'm getting at is this, is that I think that the Grizzlies really put a focus on feeling as if they are consistently going to get intriguing two-way talents that eventually can come onto the roster as multi-year investments. And the perpetual systematic approach I'm talking about is that, for instance, you got John Conchar, who was an undrafted free agent in 2019. He plays the 2019-2020 season, summer of 2020. Summer of 2020, he signs a four-year contract. The Grizzlies just guaranteed his contract over the weekend. But then next, after this season, he'll have 1 year left on his contract. Could the Grizzlies re-sign him to a more lucrative contract? Sure. But if the Grizzlies, for instance, wanted to let John Conchar walk to a bigger payday after his current contract, they've got Vince Williams they could slide right in potentially to be a cheap, but yet intriguing option at the back end of the rotation that the Grizzlies could control for multiple years. The same thing works out with Xavier Tillman and potentially Kenneth Lofton. You would love for Xavier Tillman to, in his third season, show a lot of the potential that he showed during his rookie year, show what he showed for some stretches in the playoffs. Will he get the opportunity? We'll see. It could happen with Jaren Jackson Jr. being out. But say a year from now, Xavier Tillman really has not grown that much, or he really has not gotten the opportunity. The Grizzlies perhaps decide, you know, he's under contract for a few more years, but the Grizzlies perhaps decide, you know, could they use him as a potential trade asset? Could they use him in other ways? If Xavier Tillman may not necessarily be in the long-term plans for the Grizzlies, you've got an intriguing player in Kenneth Lofton who can step right in. The Grizzlies may potentially give a contract to for multiple years, and the back end of your rotation remains stocked with intriguing talent. Now, again, none of this talent may ever emerge to be a true rotation player, but you continue to have young talent with decent to good upside and players that, even though they may not necessarily be consistent rotation players 2, 3, 4 years into their career, they still are productive when they get the chance, and they still can be reliable options if they're asked to step up into bigger roles due to someone higher in the pecking order being injured. That's the whole point of these summer league opportunities that the Grizzlies look at. That's the whole point of the Grizzlies being very good at drafting and developing not only significant star-level talents like a Jackson Jr. or a Ja Morant, and turning, you know, or and finding unexpected sources like a Brandon Clark or a Desmond Bane to the level that they've been, but also back into the rotation, back into the roster guys who can, even though they're not featured rotation members, when their number is called, they are prepared to step up and be a rotation member, even if it's for a short-lived time. And so now the Grizzlies, who have Conchar, and they've got Tilly, and they've got Xavier Tillman under contract for this season, over the next year, if those players either do not really pan out to make sense for the future, or potentially they may be a bit too expensive to extend on another contract, well, then the Grizzlies have other options to come right in after them, and Vince Williams and Kennedy Chandler and Kenneth Lofton Jr. The beauty of the Grizzlies' draft and development strategy and the success that they've shown with that not only matters in terms of developing the core that they have going forward, but it also matters in consistently developing depth. And it's starting to show. The Grizzlies are going to have to continue to put a high value on depth, and a high value on depth that's going to have to consistently be inexpensive. Support the investments that they've just made in Jaren Jackson Jr. and Ja Morant. If both of those talents continue to have to be managed when it comes to, you know, maybe having a bit higher risk of injury than many may have thought. The Grizzlies' need for depth is not going away anytime soon. And so the importance of the Grizzlies' ability to draft and develop only becomes more critical as their need for value from inexpensive sources becomes more important. But the Grizzlies continue to show with intriguing talents like Vince Williams and Kenneth Lofton, you know, even their first-round picks, that when some of these end-of-the-rotation options may not make sense as they become more expensive, the Grizzlies can come right back in with other options that can offer just as much intriguing futures moving forward. That's why the Grizzlies Summer League is so important. Yes, you want Zaire Williams to step up and potentially this year clearly become the fourth most important person to the Grizzlies core moving forward. That's one level of storyline. But it goes all the way down. The layers of these Summer League storylines goes all the way down to players like Santi Aldama, Jake LaRavia, and David Roddy, showing they potentially could become rotation players as early as this season. But also talents like Kennedy Chandler and Vince Williams and Kenneth Lofton showing that they could be sensible back into the rotation options for the Grizzlies. There are levels to this for a reason, and for a Grizzlies team that has excelled at creating depth over the next 2 years and is seeing reasons why it needs depth to remain an important priority moving forward, you certainly have to hope it's going to be another successful summer league for this Grizzlies team. And we'll certainly be here to break it all down for you as we continue, starting later on tonight against the Philadelphia 76ers. The Grizzlies Summer League gets kicked off again, 5 games in 6 days and at least 7 over the next 2 weeks, likely 8 as well. It's going to be a fun time. Hope you enjoy it. We'll be here to cover it all for you on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast. Find me at StatsSAC, the show at Locked On Grizz, right here on YouTube as well. Until then, have a great night. We'll talk to you again soon here on the Locked On Grizzlies podcast.